Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues affecting the entrepreneurial community in our state. And here to help us, as always, John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. Normally he joins us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, but today he's in our studio. John, welcome.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
Well, there was an event last week that's kind of near and dear to my heart. It was really hard to hear. Earth Fair is closing. Many people know that I was involved with Earth Fair very early. I met a hippie in Asheville, Roger DeRoe, who had an organic grocery store. We put together a group of what today we would call angel investors. I don't know that we'd heard that word at the time. We raised about $3 million and invested it over a few years. And it was a very interesting, creative time. I had a client, Ryan's Family Steakhouses, when I was with KPMG, and they had a demographically driven store location model. They were looking for upper blue-collar workers, married, you know, a couple children. When I met Roger, he said, you know, half our customers are vegetarians. Is that right? Half your customers are vegetarians. And so I called some of the people who had been with Ryan's, who are now consultants, and said, I don't know how to do this, but you do. And so they helped us put together a demographically driven store location model. And you don't think about grocery stores having a lot of intellectual property, do you?
Not usually.
But that was, you know, that was our IP. That was when we sold it. You know, we just told the private equity funds, now just add cash. We had opened about 15 stores by that point. And, you know, the early stores were, you know, the model maybe wasn't as good as we wanted it to be, but you know, we would iterate it and evolve it. And then, you know, by the time we opened the last few stores, we could tell you what revenue would be 18 months from now. And that's really what the private equity folks were looking at. But we made a lot of other innovations. We started adopting a lot of store brands. You know, Trader Joe's, for example, is pretty much all store brands. An Earth Fare branded product was always the best quality in the category, but we could sell it for less than the top brand, and we actually made more money on it. So we were headed that way. What was really important at Earth Fair was a food philosophy, and the board decided to take everything out of the grocery store that had high fructose corn syrup in it. Can you imagine having a grocery store and no high fructose corn syrup?
That had to be a challenge at that time.
I'm telling you, man, it was not something that was easy, and it was somebody's, you know, older fellows on the board who'd grown up in conventional foods that were just not convinced that was the right thing to do. But it was so important to our employees. This had bubbled up from employees, and it was so important to our core customers that they actually became brand ambassadors for us, right? They became excited that they felt like we'd made the right decision. They started selling it to their friends, and so it turned out to be a big decision. And so we did finally sell the company about 10 years after I was first involved with it in about 2005. I haven't been involved with them since then. But they now had 50 stores, so they took our model and they added 35 more stores, and everything, as far as I knew, was going well until last week when they announced they're closing all 50 of them. They couldn't refinance their debt, and I've had a ton of people, you know, ask me, you know, what I thought happened.
And I was going to ask the same thing. Are we talking about competition from the big boys like Whole Foods? Are we talking the tight labor market and being able to find and afford good employees?
And it's probably a little of all of that, isn't it? And, you know, everybody's first impulse is Whole Foods, and they got bought by Amazon, which gives them a lot more buying power. And I don't have any doubt that that probably had an impact. But I really think what happened was organics became more mainstream. I mean, you can buy organic produce in Walmart today, Aldi's and Publix and Bilo's, I mean, just about anywhere you go. And so what was so distinctive 25 years ago no longer was as distinctive as it had been. And what they didn't do is continue to innovate, you know, continue to be creative, you know, find a distinctive spot in the market. And I really think the story here is for all the rest of us, right? We have organizations, we have companies, and if you just stick to what you're doing and you stay stagnant and you let the world around you change, you'll end up closing your locations too. And it's really sad when that happens, but I think it's essential. And change is hard. It's like the decision we made with high fructose corn syrup. I mean, that was not a slam dunk. I mean, there were a lot of people thought, you know, our cash flow was going to take a huge hit and this was going to cost us a lot of money. And it turned out that it was consistent with our mission and work, but man, it wasn't easy to do.
Well, John, how's the event calendar looking for our state's entrepreneurs?
Well, speaking of innovation, the Care Coordination Institute, which is a part now of Prisma Health, is putting on a healthcare innovation conference in Greenville in a couple of months. And then the Beaufort International Film Festival is coming up, and, you know, incorporating the arts as a part of innovation and creativity is important too. So a couple good things for listeners to plug into.
Well, John, thanks for stopping by the studio today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.